Hey, it's good to see you. Thanks for being here. I came across a very inspiring story about St. Louis de Montfort that I think you might appreciate. And it goes along with the Lenten theme that we've been discussing recently about living a hidden life in Christ. St. Louis de Montfort had a vision of building a monument to the Passion of Christ. And he inspired hundreds of peasants to help him in the building of this monument. So they spent 15 months building this thing. The peasants, the people around him gave their time, their resources, their energy. And after 15 months, it was complete. Now, can you imagine contributing to a project like that with hundreds of other people? Think about the excitement. Think about the shared experience that you've just had. Think about the community that has developed because of a common vision of building something. The day before the monument was to be blessed by the bishop, it was destroyed by the government. The next day, thousands of people showed up. They showed up to what they thought was going to be, of course, the blessing. But what they saw was the monument they had built in ruins. There was no way to tell the people ahead of time what had happened. There was no Facebook group. There was no texting. There was nothing like that. No email list, friends. And so they show up. How would you react if you were in the crowd? You've spent 15 months working on and off with your friends, maybe family, giving money to build this thing, and now the government has, ruined it, destroyed it. St. Louis de Montfort goes before the people and says, "We had hoped to build a Calvary here. Now let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God." That's it. We had hoped to build a Calvary here. Now let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God. Could you in the crowd say with St. Louis de Montfort, "Blessed be God"? How do we respond when the fruit of our labor is ruined? Can we say, "Blessed be God"? When our hopes and dreams don't come out, the vision that we have for our life doesn't turn out the way we want, can we say, "Blessed be God"? I think St. Louis de Montfort is a wonderful example of what we've been talking about. A life that's hidden in Christ. A soul that is detached from other people, from the praise of others, from their own self, and from the fruit of their own labor. Father Gabriel says this about a soul who's hidden in Christ. It no longer wastes its energy looking for esteem or human satisfactions. From this point of view, creatures have become as nothing to it. It can say that created things, its own as well as others, no longer give it the least worry or trouble. It is just as if they did not exist. So how do we know that we are not living that hidden life in Christ that Father Gabriel describes? Well, the way that we know that we still have some work to do is that our heart is troubled. We're troubled by not getting the esteem from other people. We're troubled by the created things of this world. Maybe we want certain things and we don't get them, or what we have is lost, or the monument that we have built in our minds or with our hands is ruined, and we get troubled. If that's us, we shouldn't obsess too much about it. I think we just have to acknowledge and say, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Convert my heart." Father Gabriel continues, "Thus the soul arrives at the sovereign liberty of spirit, which permits it to concentrate itself wholly upon God. Exteriorly, its conduct shows nothing extraordinary, or rather, the very care it takes to hide from the eyes of others makes it very often go unnoticed, and most people consider it a soul of little worth. But in its secret heart, a very rich interior life, known only to God, is developing." What strikes me is Father Gabriel says the exterior life of this person is kind of unremarkable. It doesn't really get noticed, but it is what's happening in secret that is truly remarkable. I think a perfect example of this is Mary, the mother of Jesus. She is full of grace. Talk about the interior life being really rich. Yet she goes unnoticed basically for 30 years. Very little is written about her in Scripture, the daily life of Mary. I mean, we have a little bit, regarding the nativity and how the angel Gabriel came to her and her visit to Elizabeth and maybe Jesus being lost later in Jerusalem, finding him in the temple. But, you know, in the span of things, we're talking 30 years, very little is said about Mary, yet she's full of grace. I think this speaks to her humility, that secret life. And this is a great example of the humility that we need to remember and ask her to obtain for us. St. Alphonsus speaks of Mary's humility in The Glories of Mary. Not indeed that Mary considered herself a sinner, for humility is truth, as St. Teresa remarks, and Mary knew that she had never offended God. Nor was it that she did not acknowledge that she had received greater graces from God than all other creatures. This is an important lesson about humility. Humility is the acknowledgement of truth. It does not ignore the truth. According to St. Catherine of Siena, Mary knew she had never offended God. Does Mary brag about this? No. But it's okay to acknowledge this. In fact, Mary says in scriptures, all generations shall call me blessed. Now, I can't say that about myself. You can't say that about yourself because it's not true. But Mary can say this about herself. It's not prideful because it's the truth. And it's truth because this is what God has done in her. St. Alphonsus continues, as a beggar, when clothed with a rich garment, which has been bestowed on her, does not pride herself on it in the presence of the giver, but is rather humbled, being reminded thereby of her own poverty, so also the more Mary saw herself enriched, the more did she humble herself, remembering that all was God's gift. If we're struggling to live that hidden life in Christ that Mary perfectly lived, what can we do? Well, a few videos ago, Janelle and I talked about a battling ram prayer, a prayer that we can say in times of difficulty that focuses our hearts on the truth and on Jesus. And here's a prayer that I've been coming back to many times in my day throughout the last couple weeks, and it goes like this. You probably are aware of it. The Lord has done great things for me, and holy is his name. You know, this is what Mary said. And I thought, well, if it's good enough for Mary, it must be good enough for us as well. Perhaps you can consider picking it up. Because can I tell you something about you? The Lord has done great things for you, and holy is his name. Thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why, and Janelle and I will see you tomorrow.